Hey everyone out there! I know it's been a while, and here we are back again, just as sexy as ever, just for you. It's My New Studios, episode 12. On my left, I got Jason. On my right, I got Rob.
Meow.
And Travis is dead. So
No.
without further ado, let's get things started. Let's put some explanation in first and explain why we've been gone for since April 1st, our last posting.
Part of an elaborate April Fool's joke.
Yes, a lab was involving tar, feather,
We
anal.
accidentally knocked out the entire power grid of both of our towns by accident.
No, actually, we were just lazy as fuck, and we had no motivation. But now we do. We're back. We're ready, and we're gonna get things started off right. Yeah.
Joy.
Let's start things off with a little bit of past recap. Rob, what you been up to?
I took a small break from video games, but I recently came back, bought a Darkspawn Chronicles for Dragon Age Origins. Great $5 buy, hour and a half of gameplay. Highly recommend it. And besides that, I've just been playing a little more Scribblenauts and replaying Dragon Age.
Cool. I'm just gonna ask you again. What have you been up to?
I gamefly a whole crap load of games,
Go.
including Dragon Age, Assassin's Creed 2, Splinter Cell: Conviction, Gundam Dynasty 1 and 2, and a bunch of other stuff.
This sounds cool.
Gameplay is a very good deal if you're a very extreme gamer.
It's good to know. So I've been up to buying newer releases because I do that. I'm playing Red Dead, Transformers. That's about all that's came out that I can think of off the top of my head. But other than that, a lot has happened since our last release, and the most major thing that's happened is, of course, everyone knows E3. E3 2010 was probably horrible. It was absolutely horrible. I think it was a miserable show, simply because of two things. Two things. One, there was nothing new released. The only thing that was really shown off more was Halo Reach, some Gears 3, Crackdown 2, things we knew about that we know coming. There was nothing, but there was no new IPs, nothing new and interesting. All it was fucking connect and
Pretty
move.
much, if you went to PAX, you went to E3.
Yeah, pretty much. PAX was more interesting than E3.
If I may interject, how many people saw that 360 Slim coming? That is new, that came
All
out.
right, yeah, one thing, one really cool thing, but one thing. Other past E3s have had boatloads of cool things. This was just one, and one that does not cut it for a week-long show.
Uno.
Sorry, but I'm just gonna dive right into this bullshit. Actually, no, I'm gonna back up just a bit, and I'm gonna go over some of the big releases that came out. I have to bring you guys up to speed if you had your head stuck under a rock the past couple months on some of the releases that came out. I was able to get my hands on all three of the releases. So first off, I gotta have my hands on Red Dead Redemption.
What's that?
You know it best.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh my god, it's GTA in the Wild West.
GTA in the Wild West.
Yes.
GTA in the Wild West.
Yes, sir.
GTA in the Wild West.
Actually, it's
Okay.
based in New York City this time.
Really?
Yeah. It's pretty.
GTA in New York City in the Wild
That
West.
hasn't been done before.
Okay, continue. Obviously, we all know what Red Dead
But
Redemption is.
yeah. Red Dead Redemption, aka GTA in the Wild West, came out at this point a couple months ago. And I gotta say, it was an absolutely fantastic game. I enjoyed every moment of it. I know Travis, who isn't here, God bless his soul.
It happened so fast.
God rest his soul. He got to 98.9% complete of that game, and he's had one hell of a time playing it. I had one hell of a time playing it.
Yeah, remember when I said I died? I died and went to heaven. GTA in heaven.
That's
Yeah.
just an oxymoron. It doesn't even make sense.
You don't make sense.
I know I don't.
You make dollars.
Boo!
Forget.
Yeah.
Okay, so back to this.
Back to this. It was pretty good. I know neither one of you have played it.
I played a little bit at your house.
A little.
I
A little
have it.
bit.
Also, I watched you.
Yeah.
Jason, yeah, Jason was
I
playing
have Red Dead
multiplayer with
Redemption.
Oh!
Travis. That's why I said I died with the
Oh, okay.
Okay,
Oh,
so.
well then I'm gonna have Jason start up. You talk about GTA in the Wild West.
Well, You have horses. You can have a steal. You can save them. You can be a good guy. You can be a bad guy. You can do whatever you want. Like if you were in the Wild West. There's bar fights. The police kill you. You kill the police. You kill civilians. You rob civilians.
Go!
Okay, from what I've seen and what I've watched, kind of like Jason was saying, you can really play either a good or bad guy, which is kind of what you can do in any of the other GTA games. And I'm not the biggest GTA fan, but obviously anyone that knows anything about video games knows what's going on out there. But pretty much, I really liked what I saw. Supposed to be a day one purchase for me, ran into a little bit of financial trouble, but I played it a little bit. And I gotta say, I really like the feel of the gameplay. I really like some of the morality choices you can, like, make when you're just kind of, like, sandboxing it. And, yeah, I think one of the really cool aspects is in the multiplayer, the different mounts that you can get.
Yeah, it's, the multiplayer is pretty unique in itself. But, why don't we have Jason top of the multiplayer, since he's played it more than I have.
Well, it's kind of like any other GTA multiplayer, really. You just kind of go around and do what you want, except in this one, you can actually do these little mini-missions with your friends or with enemy gangs, and it's really cool, because there's enemy gangs, you know, you can have a couple of people start a posse, or you can start a posse, and there's a bunch of posses running around, having cowboy shootouts. There's a matchmaking option, or, you know, any matchmaking, like Halo or whatever, but it starts off with a duel mode, which is everybody standing there in a line, and as soon as the game starts, you quick-fire your gun, try and kill the enemy team as fast as possible. That's a really fun addition. That's pretty much it. It's like single player, except with friends. And the single player is pretty amazing.
Yeah, it is. It's got some serious cool moments in it. Anything else on GTA and Wild West?
No, I accept the fact that I have to get it, and so should everyone else if they haven't. There was nothing for me to add.
Jason, anything you'd like to add on it?
Shake's head no.
All I'm going to do is say... They shouldn't have done it at the end. Shouldn't have done it.
I thought the end...
We're not going to talk about the ending a lot. I'm
just what I felt. I thought it was annoying, but I felt like it completed the game.
It did, but they shouldn't have done it.
And for you, those of you who don't know, Red Dead Redemption is actually a sequel to Red Dead Revolver.
Yeah, in case you didn't know, which I didn't know at the time, actually. I had an idea, but I wasn't sure.
Red Dead Revolver was apparently really bad.
It was. Made by the same people, just really bad.
I think trial and error. PS2 exclusive.
It was an Xbox.
It was an Xbox?
Yep. Nah. Last week, a couple weeks ago, I injured myself, so I've been stuck at home without work or anything. I know, I can feel your sadness from here, my fellow listeners. Actually, I can't.
That's the sound of sadness.
Exactly. But I got my hands on, because of my boredom, I got my hands on... Transformers War for Cybertron for the PS3 because, of course, GameStop was sold out of Xbox. And I really want to play. But anyway, I bought it, and I'm going to say it's this year's Arkham Asylum. A licensed title that no one saw coming, and it's actually really fun. I've enjoyed it thoroughly. On my second playthrough of it, it is cool, awesome. It's everything we've been wanting a Transformers game to be. So,
just a while ago, actually, we were at Best Buy, and they had Transformers as one of the preview-type games that you see on the side of the wall, and I played it for my first time, and I already fell in love with it.
Yeah, it's fantastic. It's wicked fun, and I suggest that anyone who hasn't bought it, go out and buy it. You'll have a great... If you're a Transformers fan, you'll love it. If you're not, you're gonna love it. It's just a great time.
The controls are so easy to learn. They're amazing. Like, first minute, I found out all the controls. A little bit with Tyler's help. Other than that, it's pretty easy to learn and pretty fun to play.
Yeah, and the multiplayer is really fun. It's got that if you really got into it, you could go in depth with it. Like, it could be a really deep game for some people, and for some people, it's just a good one to pick up and play. It's definitely got a lot of customization in multiplayer. It's got a leveling system like Call of Duty, because that's the standard now, because there's no such thing as skill anymore. But other than that, it's a really fun game, and I think anyone who likes Transformers should definitely pick this game up. It pays a lot of homage to Generation 1, and it's just fun. It's a really fun game. Anything else to add on that one?
Transformers, Robots in Disguise.
I think that sums up perfectly.
Yes.
I think it does.
Except, of course, in Cybertron, everybody already knows that if you're in disguise, you're just a regular Transformer. Well, so they're not really in disguise anymore.
Well,
they see a car and they're like, oh, that's just one of us.
This is true.
But anyway, I got my hands on All Points Bulletin beta key.
ABB.
Which was a game we played at PAX that we thought looked really cool.
Great concept. Why don't we explain the concept a little bit?
Cops and Robbers MMO. One side's cops, one side's robbers, and that's exactly how it plays too. Criminals commit crimes, cops hunt them down. Yeah. It's really that simple. I played it. They gave me 5 hours of gameplay, and I played all 5 hours in one sitting, because I didn't know it was only 5 hours. But the customization in this game is through the roof. If you can imagine it, you can draw it, and you can create it, and put it on your cars, your jacket, your as a tattoo. It doesn't matter. This game really lets you make it. No two people look the same. Is what I'm really about to say. You have a hard time finding someone who looks just like you. I know I made up a character that looked. He actually looked just like me. He had all custom symbols I made. His car was all customized with symbols I made personally within the game. And that was wicked fun. And I had a ton of fun doing that. Well, that's the plus side of the game. And that's kind of where the game stops getting good. It has two realms. Social mode, where you talk, make friends. It's pretty much like if you play WoW, the main city, where you can, you know, buy stuff, sell stuff, auction house, all that kind of stuff. And it's where you customize your character and create. You can actually create your own theme music. And they actually give you like a virtual keyboard, and you can synthesize all kinds of crap, and that's really cool too. And it really the customization is. I can't even talk enough about the customization. It really is awesome. But then you get into wartime districts, or no, action districts, that's what they're called. And that's where things start falling apart. You can find mission givers, and then you swear allegiance to them, and then they'll give you missions. And missions come at random times, and it'll either be a brand new mission to start, or joining someone in progress. And the mission setup is this. You start your mission, and there's only three types of missions, and they're repeated throughout your game.
In the beta, at least.
Yeah, in the beta, at least. I don't know if it's the full, but in at least the beta, there are only three mission types, and you play them over and 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 over again. And the more missions you complete, the more experience you get, obviously, and the more customizable stuff you get. So that's the balance of why you have to play action mode. But when you start a mission, it starts out as this. You start off and you start, like, doing your cop thing or your robber thing. And then it'll start while you're doing, like, your first, like, the missions are set in the tiers. While doing the first tier, it starts with your matchmaking process and starts, like, calling out to people of the opposite faction to join your mission. And then that happens. And the more that join, the more people get. They're into, like, an 8-on-8 PvP multiplayer match that tracks stacks just like any other game, like, let's say Halo as an example. And it starts doing kills, deaths, all that stuff. It becomes a regular PvP match with an objective. And that's how every mission is. And it's really fun to do. And I enjoy it thoroughly. But the things that fall apart with it are the longer you've been playing, the better guns you get. And there's no. It doesn't match skill when it does the matchmaking at all. It picks random players. So you could have a level 1 facing a level 20 who's got awesome guns while you have the shitty pistol that you start with. Who's going to win that? I'm going to say right now, the level 20.
That reminds me of another game, the horrible matching system. Dragon Ball Z Burst Limit. I was probably ranked 9,572.
That's over 9,000.
It is over 9,000 indeed. And I got matched up with number 5. He was Brawly. The game started, I saw a flash of light, and I just died. And that's when I throw my controller at the wall and never play Dragon Ball Z ever again.
And that's pretty much what happens in ABB. And, you know, it's fun, and I'm sure if maybe the gun controls were fixed and the matchmaking system was more thorough, I'd purchase more time for it. But also, what I don't like is the driving. The driving's very floaty. It feels like you're on water all the time. The steering's bad, the controls are bad. It's really hard to drive in that game, and you do a lot of driving. It's like Grand Theft Auto. And you're always seeing other players doing other PvP missions all the time, which is fun and interesting to see. And it's really fun, but the problems with it are enough to make me not want to buy it. So I'm not going to buy this game unless they fix a lot of the problems, but it's a great idea. It's been spent 5 years in the making. It's a great idea, great customization. If you love customization, then you're just going to love this game. And you can buy its time every once in a while maybe to unlock some new stuff. But it's that's wicked fun, and I've enjoyed it. The little part I had, I just wish it was more fine-polished.
Now, when you said that you can be driving around and see other people in PvP missions, does that mean you're driving around and you actually see a mission going on?
You do, but you can't attack anybody.
So you're just, like, watching?
Yep. Like, and you can just drive down the street and you'll see, you know, cops running across the street and then maybe robbers chasing them, or you'll see people doing drive-bys in cars, but you can't attack any of them unless you do, like, certain requirements that are, like, kind of tedious and a pain in the ass to do. And then you can't have, like, a short, like, 60-second time frame. You can, or as long as you can keep it up, you become, like, a marked man, and you can kill any of the opposite faction, but also there's a big marker on top of your head. So all of them are coming to kill you, and if they kill you, they get, like, bonus points.
So what if you gather up a whole crap load of your friends, like 50 people, and go into an 8v8 match and just, like, watch people? And
I don't know how that – you can walk – if you see the other faction, they're in a mission, you can walk right through them.
All
right. And avoid them, and if, like, you're driving and someone on the other faction hits you, the car will just go right through you. All right. So you can't get interfere. You can watch, but you don't interfere. Mm-hmm.
It seems like
game.
This game has a lot of potential, but they need to do some
polishing up. Like, I'd say maybe about maybe 6 months from now, if they really put on some heavy patches and make it good, I'm gonna buy this game because it was fun enough for me to enjoy it, but not fun enough for me to buy it.
I also got a key into it, but my computer was too crap to play it.
Oh.
So.
That's unfortunate. Yeah. But it was definitely interesting. It took a little while, though, to, like, learn how to customize my character. Like, for the longest time, I still had my original starting clothes, which don't matter. They're just for looks. But I still had my starting weapons, and I didn't know how to do it. And I actually had to, like, start asking people and trying to figure it out, because it wasn't – a lot of the stuff that should be laid out for you to see isn't told. You have to figure out, which is kind of lame. But that's all I got for APB. Anything else? Closing comments, suggestions, opinions?
No, I really don't have much to add, but I'm going along the same lines as what you guys said. I read something regarding the subscription.
Which is, I don't like it at all. I think it's a stupid idea.
Well, they have two different subscription options available. You have the $10 a month, or you have, like, the however much for game hours. And what I was reading from someone in the beta is time spent in the social area, which is apparently is where you spend most of your time, doesn't count on those hours.
Yes,
that's free to do.
I forgot to mention that. So anything in the customizable area is free to do. But in order to, like, to log more decals and more cars to customize more types of clothing, you have to buy time to play in the action zone.
But that's the thing people were saying is the pay per month is a Western subscription model. The pay for hours is an Eastern. Like, that's like America versus Japan.
Mm-hmm.
And is confusing a lot of Americans because they don't quite understand this area doesn't count towards your time, it's free to play. But the thing that's good about that is someone who's playing is like, the hourly one is so much better because the amount of time that the normal player will spend in the action area per month compared to a hardcore player or whatever, or compared to like actually buying the subscription a month, saves you money if you do the hourly.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't play as much, it'll save you money. But if, you know, you obviously, like, become addicted to the game, then the month will obviously be for you.
Yeah, it's whatever. I would start with the hourly
and see if you like it.
Yeah, but
But the version you got about the game first, which is, you know, $50 buy.
Yeah.
So.
But yeah, on that note, I think what you guys are saying has a lot of potential. I think they need to work out a lot of bugs. They need to balance weapons. And they need to do something with that PvP. I don't think having it so you can just spectate.
It's not like you're still driving and doing missions. You're not like watching, like a stuck camera watching.
And I understand.
And you don't
that.
Interfere. I don't know why you have a problem with that.
No, I think there should be other areas where you can do missions and be able to interfere.
You still know it, the way you're thinking, like, WoW, it's not set up like a WoW PvP at all. It doesn't even have it only has a player versus player interaction during missions. Other than that, other player contact, it doesn't even matter. So every realm is a PvP realm while you're doing missions.
I got
so it's just matchmaking.
Just matchmaking, like.
Okay, I misunderstood then. I got.
Unless you get like the you get like a 5-star rating by doing like it's a cop. Don't run over people and don't like hit shit. And if you do it long enough and like clean enough missions, you get a 5-star rating. Then you can run around and kill anyone you want until someone kills you, and then that's over. It's only a short period of time.
Yeah. Okay.
But other than that, it's just PvP is a just matchmaking within the game. But you can watch other people in your realm fighting in their own PvP games while you're walking around.
Okay, I understand that. Just
one more question. When you're, like, say, creating your own tattoo, is that, like, hand-drawn with the mouse?
You can do a hand-drawn with the mouse, but there are also plenty of stencils, and you can, like, add stuff. Like, I made the Mark of Shame using, like, half circles, and I would stretch them, and I made them actually look like it.
So if you have, like, a drawing pad for your computer, you can just draw your own thing.
Yeah, you could probably draw your own thing if you wanted to.
That's cool.
Yeah, but the customization is like if you're really into that kind of thing, then the game is definitely a buy for you if you love customizing stuff. So, but other than that, I wouldn't recommend it unless it fixed a lot of stuff.
So let me ask you one more question before we move on.
Okay.
How many penises did you see in the game?
None, actually.
Really?
I was surprised.
That's very surprising. There were
penises or vaginas. None at all, which surprised me. A lot of actually, you know, it was actually all, you know, mature, unique design. No one was being immature and be like, you little monorail penis. They're all, like, people, like, actually making artistic designs and stuff, which was really cool.
I think it might have been because, you know, the beta was really advertised at PAX.
Yeah.
But there wasn't as many, no offense, 7-year-olds.
Oh, I can mean complete offense. Fuck them. Fuck them. Let's talk about Kinect.
Like those little things you used to play with that you connect to each other? Kinects?
No, the 360, otherwise known as Project Natal. The Xbox 360 Kinect.
I think they should have kept it Project Natal.
I do too. That's just my thing.
All right.
And the PlayStation Wiimote Move. I'm going to lay off my opinion until the end because it'll last a while. So you guys go off on your opinions on it first.
All right. I'll start off, and I'm going to say that PS3 Moves seems pretty much like the Wii, and Xbox Kinect seems exactly like the iToy, except a little bit of an upgrade. And that's it.
Okay. Rob, you go off on your Kinect bit.
Okay, so Jason, he didn't really bash either, but he's saying neither of them are impressive. Tyler, I know you're gonna bash both of them because we've talked about this a little before. So I'm gonna kind of play devil's advocate. I'm gonna kind of support both of them, but I'm gonna support Kinect a little bit more because I personally prefer Kinect and Move. Move, from what I've seen, is exactly like the Wii. The Wii, although it's not technically current gen, it's current gen for all intents and purposes. It's current gen. It's the current Nintendo system. I don't understand why they're trying to make this. Like everything they've ever done, Sony has. Is trying to be moved towards the casually hardcore audience. That's what I would consider us to be, casually hardcore gamers. Sometimes we don't play for a while, other times we get really into games. So why are they sticking a Wiimote on their console? I have no idea. Except for to get more sales, which, I mean, they're a company, that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to appeal to more people. And personally, I'm all for more people being into video games and playing them.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's it. As a gamer, it's not the greatest thing, but I think it's a good thing for the gaming community if more people convert to hardcore gaming. Kinect, on the other hand, like Jason said, is like the PS2 iToy. Tower, you used to have the iToy. That thing was fun. Jason, mm-hmm. that thing was fun.
Yeah, it was. It was. It was a good time.
I remember making 60-second movies with my brother. It was hilarious.
I remember me and Rob would do the kung fu game, and we all move so much, like, vroom, vroom, vroom. It was cool.
Yeah, like, so, I don't understand, so I understand it's not necessarily new technology, but the voice activation is new technology incorporated with it.
It's not such new technology, but
both of them... I'm not saying it's new technology, it's new...
Both of them together is
new. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The combination of the two is new technology, and I think that's a really good thing. And Microsoft and the creators of Kinect have made it abundantly clear. They have said they do not want shovelware. They do not want Wii games on the 360. And they also don't want Halo or Call of Duty for Kinect. They want new ideas and new IPs for this. And I think only time will tell. It could end up being crap like the Wii. It could end up being one of the best things ever. I'm not sure every gamer is going to want to sit up and actually do stuff with their life. But at the same time, why not get as many people active and involved as possible?
I think that really interactive games like Fable might work well with this.
I believe, like, Fable is actually rumored to be with Kinect.
Yeah. I can really imagine, like, you calling your dog over and then rubbing his head and be like, here, have a treat or whatever.
Yeah. See, and I think Fable, I think games like Fable and even a game like Oblivion could work. Mm-hmm. Because they're both games where you're not necessarily standing there pretending to hold a gun. It's, you can do motion with your arm to make a slashing motion. You can put up your other arm to shield. You can say commands. And you don't actually have to move. You just have to move your upper torso. And you don't need to hold a controller. So I think games, like you said, like Fable.
Even if you're in a wheelchair, you can do it.
Actually, no, that's a lie. Kinect does not register if you're sitting down. That's one of its problems.
What if you, like, point it down?
If you're sitting down, if you're, like, in a sitting motion, Kinect cannot read your body. It's a problem with it. It was a problem a while ago that was brought up, but it's just now become more publicized, is that it cannot register going from a standing to a sitting motion. It actually loses your body and actually starts asking, where did you go?
Is that, like, a technical problem, or yes. Is that because
it's actually, like, a technical, it has a hard time. Like, it does not know what the motion of sitting is.
Like, I was thinking that, you know, if you're in a group of friends, you're all on the couch, one person gets up, moves, it'll only read that person.
No, yeah, it'll only read that person.
That's what the good thing is.
But, like, if I'm, like, sitting on the ground, if I'm sitting, trying to play my Kinect game, waving my arms like a moron, and it doesn't read me because I'm sitting and I have to stand up to do it, that's a big problem. That's a big problem.
I agree with you, but I think part of it is getting people more active and more.
But still, like, that should not be. It should not be forcing me to get up. It should not be saying, you have to get up to play with me. You have to.
So what if I don't want to play World of Warcraft on the keyboard?
Well, I believe there's probably some. You buy one of those $100 mouse pads that are this big.
What if I don't want to play Halo with a controller?
I believe there are USB keyboards you can probably use.
Okay, what if I want to play a game without having to touch anything besides myself?
They haven't invented that technology yet.
Well, I'm pretty sure that's kind of what Kinect is. Let me say something about Kinect. The thing I think, in regards to what we're talking about with Fable, is I think the only additional apparatus you would need would be some kind of foot pad to determine walking motion. Besides that, I'm pretty sure that games like Fable and Oblivion and Elder Scrolls would work really well with this kind of thing. And I think I think games like that also should have an option. Like you're saying, you don't want to have to get up to play a game. Have it so you can play with a controller or with Kinect. And I think if they make most games with that capability, then it can be a really good thing for the people that want to do it. And I think it'd be worth it to get it and play a few things with that.
I hate the Kinect and the Move.
Hate is a very strong word.
And I know, and that's why I'm using it. I hate them.
He loathes them.
I do.
He detests.
I do. I detest. I hate. I loathe. I fucking want to destroy them. I think that the Kinect and the Move is a waste of money and resources because it's because it is one. Pushing the hardcore away. Now, you guys may call yourselves casual gamers. Casual hardcore. I call myself hardcore. I play all the time. I call myself a hardcore gamer. And I feel the Kinect and the Move is pushing me away because it's catering to the casual hardcore, yes, but also more the casual. More of grandma who played her Wii. Now, Xbox is like, hey, what if grandma has an Xbox? Let's get her something to get her up and moving. Yeah!
May I interrupt? What if you come home from a really bad day at work, and they have something that has a bunch of people standing there, and you just go up and punch them in the face? That would be very nice.
It would be. It would be great.
Just run up and punch them in the face, uppercut, you know, different things happen.
Well, I'm
take their arms, swing them around.
But I don't think these things...
I don't think that's going to exist, Jason. Yeah,
Left 4 Dead Kinect would be amazing.
That would.
But, just jump on somebody and start.
But I don't think these things are toys. All right, these are not gaming apparatuses. They're toys. Now, I will admit the one cool thing, I do like the voice commands. I think those are cool. I like the fact that I can say to my Xbox, Xbox on, Xbox off, eject, and all that kind of stuff. I think Yeah, Xbox ejaculated. I think all that stuff's really cool, and I stand by that. That's really cool. But why can't I do that with my Xbox Live headset? I mean, wouldn't that still work the same? Couldn't they just add that anyway? Let me finish before you go. I mean, couldn't they just do that anyway? Just do, I mean, come on. They've added a whole new interface through Xbox Live updates. I think they can add some more software to do voice recognition. Come on.
Okay.
That's a little ridiculous. I also think that I feel that the Kinect is going to do worse than the Move for one reason only. It's price. Even though Microsoft has not officially stated the price for Kinect, which is one, not too smart on their part, especially when everyone else already has. And especially since there's already been several leaked sites, Best Buy, Amazon, I think even GameStop was one, and the Microsoft's own freaking website posted a $150 price tag compared to the PlayStation Move, which is only $30. For those who don't have a Wii for whatever reason, a $30 price tag is a lot better than a $150 price tag. Now, I'd buy a Kinect if it was significantly cheaper. Maybe, you know, maybe I would say as high as maybe like $80 I would pay for Kinect and not feel bad about it. Anything else, you're pushing it. I just feel like these things are not going to do well. That they're gonna, that everyone's gonna be like, go on, buy them now, and they're gonna be cool, and everyone's gonna have fun for those first couple months. But then when nothing comes out for them, it's gonna lose novelty. I'm telling you, what I've seen for Kinect does not impress me. There has been no games directed at the hardcore audience that have impressed me. Now, you never mentioned like Oblivion and Fable when we were debating earlier. If Oblivion was Kinect, that would be awesome. But has it been announced, revealed, or even hinted or anything like that? No. Fable would be awesome. It's been hinted, but no one's ever seen it. No one's seen any gameplay of it. So I'm not enthused. Give me some concrete evidence that Kinect is gonna be that Oblivion thing where I can swing a sword and hold my arm for a shield and do stuff like and be able to talk and have conversations with NPCs. Like that would be really awesome, and that would be enough to sell me on it. But I've seen Wii Sports, Nintendogs. That's about it because I stopped caring after that. I'm not excited about these products. I'm not going to buy these products. And I'm just going to sit and slowly watch myself get withered away by the lack of observation of the hardcore gamer and just neglect of the hardcore gamer.
Okay. So may I rebuttal now?
Yes.
I'm going to answer your things out of order because I forgot a few of them. Price. Kinect. Actually, no, before price, voice commands. That was the one thing I wanted to call you on. The voice commanding itself is built into Kinect. It is part of the Kinect hardware. It's the software inside the hardware, which you then connect to your 360. You would need probably a giant software update for voice commands to your headset because of this reason. Your voice doesn't go into your Xbox. It goes into the chat coming up other people's headsets. It doesn't go into your Xbox. It doesn't go into your game. It does nothing. It goes through chat. If it goes into game chat, it's going through the game company's servers for the chat. It's not going into the game itself. You would need a massive software update, and I only have a 20 gig hard drive. I'm on the last 2 gigs. That's going to be at least a 1 gig update, probably.
They've done it before.
That's smaller than NXE. NXE was, I think, like a 3 gig update.
But there's a big one.
But NXE is also... You're debating size, and yes, all right, I understand the software hardware thing, but if it's software that's the problem, I think most people will. I know I wouldn't mind. I mean, that actually worked Microsoft's favor to have a giant update because then that could also be the profit of people buying bigger hard drives. But that's beside the point.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see why if they did something as monumental, as gigantic as NXE. In completely trashing their old interface and updating it with a new one, why putting something like voice commands, as complicated as it is, I'm not going to say it's easy, but something that's as complicated as that into an update, or even make it available for the newer Xboxes as a selling point for the newer Xbox 360 Slims, because that would be a selling point, that would give me more intention to buy the S360 Slim as is the price it is. For the voice games, that would give me more incentive to buy it because that's something that I actually really want.
Right.
Especially when Actually, I forgot to mention one thing when I was saying mentioning hardcore games that Kinect doesn't have. PlayStation Move actually has already said they're putting a hardcore game. They're putting in the full version of SOCOM 4 is going to have controller and Move capabilities, which is something 360 needs to catch up on. Mm-hmm. I mean, they stated they're not going to put Halo or Gears. Fine. Well, then create a new IP or take an old dead IP and bring it back for Move.
What they've been saying. That they're going to take either new IPs or IPs
that aren't. What they should have done was shown 183 and it gave us some incentive instead of showing us Wii Shovelware.
All right. Well, here's the same thing. Game developers and game publishers are in the same boat you are. They want to see what Kinect can do before they make whatchamacallit.
Anything for it. Anything for it.
Before they make a commitment to it, they want to see what it can do. But the thing is, they're not going to see what it can do until people buy their one or two decent shovelware-type games that come with it. So people need to buy it so that way developers can see how it works. I mean, developers are probably going to be getting it and working with it. But until they see how many people are getting it, they're not going to create risky, good games to go for until they know the game is going
to
get bought.
And I agree with that, because going into game design, I know that. That's difficult. But remember last year's Natal demo, Milo?
Mm-hmm.
Remember how that was really cool and everyone loved it?
Oh, yeah. Like a little kid?
Yeah. Remember how that was, like, really cool?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not being released, because Natal can't do that. That was a tech demo. That doesn't exist, and actually Milo can't do all the stuff that was shown in that demo. It was a complete ploy.
Wow.
Like, the whole scanning of, like, when the lady, I think she brought, like, a piece of paper,
mm-hmm.
and, like, handed it to Milo, and he grabbed it. That, Natal can't do that.
Yeah, Natal I can understand can't, that.
But, like, even, like, it wasn't wrecked when she walked in, and he was like, oh, hi, so-and-so, remembered her. That really didn't happen. That was programmed into his programming. He never recognized her. He didn't see her or anything. All the cool stuff they showed that made everyone excited about it was a lie. Just throwing that one out there. Now that that's been revealed, people have been asking Peter Molyneux, who's the big spokesperson, well, why? Well, why can't we have this? Why is this failing? And he's like, Fable 3!
Well, in his defense, that's something.
In his defense, that's the only thing he knows how to say.
This is
the most amazing thing that has ever been amazing.
And he knows how to say that and feed our dreams and then take them away from us at the last second.
Okay. So maybe that was all. Obviously, that was all fake when they did. Maybe they had intended and tried to do it. Maybe there were errors. Maybe that was they intended to have that there. And you understand sometimes things get pushed back. Sometimes things they just release without certain things. Whether or not they never actually intended to have that in there, we don't know. That could have been something they tried to put in there and realized, crap, if we put this in there, it's going to cost people $500 to get it because that's how expensive it is.
I completely agree, but at least if anything, if they knew that was going to work, they should have.
I don't think at the time they knew it wasn't going to work. That was what I'm saying.
And I understand that, but they haven't shown us anything. They're showing us things we've seen. If you want to put out a new piece of hardware this late in the game, you need to give us something we can see it's cool, not something we already have.
Tyler's absolutely right, because all I see from Natal or Kinect now is just like the perfect family in the perfect clean white house going and be like, let's play a game, yeah.
Like, they're not showing me anything. They're showing me things I have on my Wii. The only difference is it doesn't have a camera. Like, really. And really, honestly, the best games for Wii don't even use the motion control.
Question.
Brawl, you cannot use the motion control. Zelda, Twilight Princess, you don't need the motion control for that. You can, and it makes it a little more fun, but you don't have to use it. And it's actually tedious. Swing your arm back and forth.
I like doing that.
It was fun, but after a while, it's like, God damn it. But
the worst thing about Twilight Princess, when you're like sitting there 12 at night playing Zelda, because it's so awesome, and all of a sudden, Min is like,
that thing was fucking creepy.
Exactly.
Hey, look, listen. But yeah, so, and I believe Metroid Other M, the Metroid game that's supposed to come out, is actually not gonna use the motion control at all. So even the Wii's best games don't use motion control. Like, that's just that just proves even more that this whole motion control and interactiveness is just retarded and a waste of money, because when it comes down to the games gamers are gonna buy, we don't want it. We don't want it. We want, if you're gonna put in features like voice commands, which are cool, put those in. And actually, I just remembered something. It is possible, because even in the last generation, the PS2, with SOCOM 2 or whatever, you could use voice commands in that game. With the current PS2 hardware. If you do that in a PS2, why the hell can't I do it in my 360?
How did you say voice commands into the PS2?
They were given through a mic, and they were very simple commands, like go right, go left, move forward. Mm-hmm. But still, they were voice commands, and they worked.
Same with the new-ish, was it like World at War? Not Call of Duty.
Oh, yeah, it was Tom Clancy's End War. You could do it too, and that had more of a free range of voice commands. So with the existing hardware, you can still do it, but they'd rather just open my wallet and rape my wallet for buying a camera that I have actually as a little white box.
Welcome to modern society.
I know, right?
Here's the thing about voice commands, though. You can take anything that can capture audio, and it will say go. And instead of saying go, you can say Pokemon are awesome. And then every time you say Pokemon are awesome, it's going to read it as go. It's not hearing you. It's hearing the repetition.
I know it doesn't. Trust me, I know it doesn't hear you. I know the machine cannot hear me. I know when I'm speaking to the mic, the machine is not hearing my words. I know it's not hearing that. Like I actually understand this. I'm just saying, then with the understanding that we have, why must it be pushed? Why can't it be pushed in a giant update of the 360? Then have to be pushed through Kinect. I still want to say Natal every fucking time. I really do.
So Tyler, how much do you like Kinect? Not at all.
Exactly. Not at all. And yeah, I see what you did there. I see what you did there. But yeah, like it's just like if at E3 this year they showed me like something like Oblivion, or they showed me an in-depth Fable demo. Something that's proving me that this thing is going to be worth my hard-earned money, which I barely have, that it's going to be worth my hard-earned money, then I would buy it. But they didn't. They showed me things I have for my Wii that I don't use. I don't even know where my Wii is.
It's in your closet upstairs.
It might be. Or it might be my dad.
I actually bought my Wii for Wii Sports, but...
Yeah, so... And my dad bought a Wii for Wii Sports. He hasn't even turned it on.
My mom and grandma really like it, though. They play bowling every single week.
Yeah, it's fun for, like, you know, quick bursts of game for the family thing. You know, the family's only for, like, Thanksgiving or whatever, and like, hey, let's play bowling. Yeah, that's fun. That's great. Like, I'm not gonna lie. That's wicked fun.
Jason's grandma's beast at bowling.
My grandma's beaten me at bowling plenty of times, but I think the Wii is a really good party console. Like WarioWare and all that good stuff.
Mario Party.
Yeah, Mario Party even. Well, obviously Mario Party. It's a party in it.
Exactly.
It's like WarioWare, though. That was the funnest thing. It was amazing. I played at my friend's house, and that really convinced me to buy a Wii. And I don't know, it doesn't really take a lot to convince me, though, even though I bought I bought the Nintendo DS specifically for Nintendogs.
Yeah.
But great stuff has come after it. Mega Man Zero Collection, Pokemon.
Yeah, but like...
Kidding. Pokemon's great. Kingdom Hearts. So good.
But like, that... Yeah, Wii is fun for, you know, quick family events, but I'm not going to sit down at home by myself and be like, hey, I'm going to play Wii Sports. Wink! No. And I'm not going to sit at home with my Ken and be like, hey, I'm going to play Kinectimals. Wink!
I don't say that when I go play Halo.
Oh, I do. I'm like, I'm going to play Halo. Wink!
Okay, so I think what it comes down to is... Okay, let's go one by one for each Kinect move. Jason, final...
Jesus, go first.
Okay, I'll go first. For me, on move. To me, what you're saying is like Wii. I see no reason for me to get move unless someone did not have a Wii and they wanted to do something like SOCOM 4 or...
I completely agree with that.
So, for me, move is a no so long as you have a Wii and you've been thinking about getting a Wii anyways.
I completely agree.
So, that's my thoughts on move. What are your thoughts on move, Jason?
I feel like it's all been done before. I want something new and something that works.
Right. Tyler, what's your thoughts on that?
I agree with both of you. I think if you don't have a Wii, then the move is probably your purchase, because it's significantly cheaper than a Wii. And it's all been done before, so you know it's going to work, and you know you're going to have fun with Grammy.
It's pretty much Sony and Microsoft getting rid of Nintendo.
It's pretty much Sony and Microsoft sucking Nintendo's dick, because they realized they missed out on something.
Okay, so Jason, then, what are your thoughts on Kinect? Because you were the most quiet on it, you have to go first.
What? I just said my thoughts.
On Kinect, though.
On Kinect.
Oh.
So far, it's been exactly like iToy to me. All you do is really move the voice commands that you can do through your mic. I don't care how, like, low range they are. I don't know how much more you could do with it with just, like, Kinect. It would take a lot of work to get a lot of words from somebody. And, yeah, I just feel like it's done before, and it won't work.
Right. My thoughts on Kinect right now, it was like I said before. Publishers are just like the people, developers are just like the people, they're hesitant to make a commitment to something they don't know how it's going to be. And until they see people buying Kinect, I don't think we're going to get any good games for it. Now, granted, a ton of people can buy it and no good games can come out. I think Kinect right now is a giant risk, not for Microsoft, because what if it's going to sell, it's going to sell. I think it's a giant risk for the people playing it and for developers.
And honestly, it shouldn't be for us. It should be a risk for them, not us. It should be a solid purchase for us. We shouldn't be the ones who have to take the risk on for Microsoft.
I agree with you. But here's the thing. We're the consumers. Buying anything is technically a risk. And as much as I agree with you, it shouldn't be us taking the risk. Microsoft should be able to give us a product and sell it so well that we don't have to consider it a risk.
Mm-hmm.
However, because of all the criticism and skepticism about it, calling the iToy, saying voice commands should be through this, going on the price, people think they've seen all the capabilities of it, and maybe we have, but I think that maybe with another thing, like I said, maybe like a foot pad, so when you're standing there, you can control movement back and forth, I think it can potentially be a very, very good thing.
Yeah, and I do think it can be something powerful if done right, but they haven't shown us. I mean, like, think about back when the 360 and PS3 released.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they put out cool stuff. They put out, I mean, Gears of War was a launch title, was pretty much a launch title for the 360.
Mm-hmm.
It was great graphics, great gameplay. It was shown at its release.
And it was new.
It was new, exactly. The Kinect has not shown us anything to want to buy it. Like, I know people bought 360 just for Gears. Like, when it came out, because it was, you know, they were that close enough that you could do that.
Mm-hmm.
And the PS3, I think with Little Big Planet was its big thing. It was new, it was cool, it was creative, and it sold consoles. And the Kinect and Move, the Move might sell because of Solcom, because that's a pretty popular series.
Mm-hmm.
That might sell, but the Kinect has not given me a reason to buy it. Like I said, I have them on my Wii. I have Wii Sports. I have, that's about it.
Super Smash Bros. Brawl.
Yeah, I've seen my brawls, but the Kinect, I haven't seen anything new. They don't look like they've tried to push it. Now, if Milo came out for it, I might be different right now. But since Milo was a lie, like the cake, I'm even more skeptical.
But at the end of Portal,
the cake isn't a lie. It shows up. The cake's just hidden, dude.
But you don't get it.
But
you don't get the damn cake. You don't get your goddamn cake.
Okay. One thing. So my closing comment. Right now, Kinect for me is a no. However, I'm going to keep an open-minded eye out to see what comes up for it. And I am hoping for great things. I'm not betting on them. I'm hoping. I'm trying to stay neutral.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping for Milo because I need a new friend. If you like, Milo would understand me.
He has a cute British accent, so he might make you happy.
British is my favorite accent.
All right, then. I think me, the Move, I've already... It's a Wii mode.
You can Milena.
Great. Hey-o. Great for grandma. You know, great if you don't have a Wii. The Kinect, I'll keep an open mind only if they give me something that will absolutely blow me away. If they want me to buy it, they gotta blow me away. And if they try to force me to buy it, well, then I'll find someone else to take my money. Because really, I'm not gonna be forced to buy something like that.
Yeah.
Nah, that's where we stand on those issues.
Yeah. Okay, so now going on to an equally controversial debate. Not even a it's kind of a debate, but equally controversial topic. PlayStation Plus. I don't know.
Well, for those of you who don't know what PlayStation Plus is, it's a premium service for PlayStation 3. But the only difference between Xbox Live and PlayStation Plus is PlayStation Plus, you can still play games online for free. You just have access to earlier demos, exclusive stuff. I think you actually get a free game every month you can download. and a couple of other little perks. And you also get, I think, Facebook, a Facebook app that's, like, I think easy to handle. And I think you also can create and edit and post videos to YouTube.
So it's like an XE for PlayStation?
Yeah, but you pay for it.
Oh, you have to pay for it now.
It's PlayStation Plus is a $50 a year thing, like Xbox Live.
PlayStation Network is still free. It's still free to play games online. Okay, let me break this down for you. Xbox Live, you cannot play games online, but you can with Silver, which is free, you can still go to the store, get demos and whatnot, and buy stuff.
Right.
And when you pay for Xbox Live, you paid for pretty much playing games and maybe a couple other things. PlayStation's doing the opposite. You can still play games for free on crappy servers, or you can pay $50 to access demos and all that crap, and then still play on crappy service. So pretty much, for Xbox, you're paying to play online. PlayStation, you're paying
To buy stuff online.
So Sony's finally realizing that making it free wasn't a good idea, and they're going poor.
Yeah, and after they bashed Microsoft over and over again about charging people to play online, which they're still not charging people to play online in their defense, but they're charging people for stuff Microsoft gives out for free. So they're pretty much Microsoft is charging for Xbox Live Gold, they're charging for Xbox Live Silver.
You have to pay to buy stuff.
Well, you don't have to pay for buy stuff. You have to pay for some premium content, quote unquote.
Yeah, it's not worth. I mean, everything I've read online is people are actually, like, you know, excited about it. Because that free game a month thing, it's not like a crappy game. It's actually a decent game, usually. I think this month is actually Fat Princess.
That's a good game.
Yeah, that's this month's free game. And every month you get a free game.
So long as you keep the subscription. As soon as you cancel it, you lose every single game.
Yeah, and
you can no longer play them.
Yep. They become just trial versions. And I believe also PlayStation Plus, I forgot to mention this. You can download any game you want, and you'll have it for a trial period, and you can actually earn trophies. Well, you'll be told you earn a trophy. You can play it for as long, play a certain time limit, and get as far as you can. And at the end of the time limit, you're asked if you want to buy the game.
Yeah, it's a 1 hour time limit. It's called full game demos, where you can do everything in the retail version of the game for 1 hour.
So technically, if you were an amazing player, you could get through the entire game.
If you could manage to get through an entire game in an hour, then yeah, you would be. It would be perfect for you. But if you're out there, please let me know, because I want to see some crazy shit from you.
Yeah, so overall, I got to say, if I want to see how Sony handles the revenue. I want to see if a lot of people do get PlayStation Plus. The only possible thing that could justify it in my eyes is if they use that money to make the gaming servers better and not as crappy as they are right now. Yeah. If they keep the gaming free and they use the PlayStation Plus network to make the servers better for gaming, that would justify it, but then the people that are paying for it are going to get, like, pissed off that it's going to go towards the free people who aren't paying for anything.
I just realized something.
Yeah.
PlayStation Plus, PlayStation PSN, quote-unquote, a free-to-play MMO. Play for free, buy premium stuff. Xbox Live, World of Warcraft. You pay, period. Now, I remember earlier today I read that there's, you know, so many big-time MMOs such as D&D and Lord of the Rings are deciding to go free-to-play now. Will World of Warcraft follow suit? You know, Blizzard's like, we're Blizzard. Blah. But, like, this is what it's come down to. Free-to-play stuff. People like free-to-play stuff. And people will pay for the exclusive stuff because it costs money. And you get cool stuff because you took that extra mile. Mm-hmm. Same with, you know, Blizzard's, you know, mount and pets and shit. That people have paid, you know, money for, like, exuberant amounts of money to have these items. This is like that kind of PlayStation is copying that model now. You get to play for free, but if you want some cool stuff, yeah, shovel out some cash. And the Xbox Live is the old WoW model, is you pay us, you get everything. That's just how it is. And now, that kind of leaves open the question, will more people migrate? Will people, for some reason, find that more appealing? Because that's what it seems to be. That's what it seems to be, is MMO, free-to-play MMOs are actually, you know, they're picking up steam. Like, they're actually becoming a bit of a threat, and more people are playing them.
Because they're free.
Exactly. And, you know, PSN has always, I've played PSN games, and kind of my War for Cybertron is a PS3 game, so I've been playing on the PSN a lot. And I will say, its servers suck. It doesn't have host migration, which is retarded. It definitely should. But anyway, that's beside the point. But, like, will more people decide, well, I can play this for free, especially now since PlayStation is, you know, cheaper, when I play for free and all this stuff, and I can pay if I want for this, then Xbox Live, which is you buy our console, then you buy our online subscription plan. So it's kind of I think maybe PlayStation is stepping towards the future, maybe. And maybe if they fix some things, fix some servers, made some things better, could be better. It could be the new model for the future. Just saying.
Well, with how, as you always say, why aren't more MMOs doing what WoW do?
Oh, I know.
Why isn't PlayStation doing what Xbox
is? Oh, I know. Oh, I completely agree with that, too. Like, my own previous statement. But you never know. You never know the way things are turning. I mean, since people have so little money now, they might start turning the PSN because it's free. You don't. You just buy your game and your console, and you can play online for free.
But really, how much is $50 a year?
$50 a year. Don't ask me. I'm bad at math.
It's $1 a week.
Oh yeah.
Less. It's just under $1 a week. 52 weeks in a year.
Yeah, and you know what?
I think $1 a week is nothing. Even if you're long cash, $1 a week is absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
And if you can't pay that $1 a week. Sell your Xbox.
Yeah.
Help feed your family. I say that every single podcast, I think.
I agree with that statement, too. If you can't pay for Xbox Live for whatever reason, because you can't do it, pay $1 a week, you might not need an Xbox.
In fact, get off the computer right now.
Yeah, you shouldn't be listening. You shouldn't even have an iPod to listen to this right now. You should be
listening to it on iTunes.
Or Zoom, but whatever.
Or Zoom.
Whatever you're listening to this on, sell it, buy some bread.
Because your kid is tugging at your ankle right now, starving.
Okay. Like I said, again, one of those things, time will tell. I am a Microsoft fanboy to some degree. I'm Microsoft over Apple, or Microsoft over Sony. I use Windows. I have a Zune. I play 360. However, I'm all for the advancement of the gaming community. And if PlayStation Plus can bring something good to the table and make Microsoft work harder and they both become better, I'm all for that.
Yep.
So, I'm bashing on it. I'm hoping it proves me wrong.
Yeah. I somewhat agree with you, actually.
Yeah. Like, almost everything I bash on, I want it to prove me wrong and make everything else about gaming better.
I agree. Jason, anything?
But, PlayStation Plus. Not really.
Okay. All right. So also at E3, probably the one thing Nintendo did that was cool was they showed off the 3DS. And now my whole thing on 3D is I hate it. It's bullshit. Fuck it. It's retarded. It's a gimmick. It's dumb. It's almost as dumb as Kinect.
Toy Story 3 in 3D. There's like no 3D in it. Mm-hmm. See it in 2D.
Yeah. Which is still awesome.
I don't think it's 3D anymore for movies. It's more like depth perception.
Yeah, it's what it is. It's depth perception. That's what it's now. 3D really is. It's how much depth are you given? There's no pop out stuff anymore. It's, you know, how much depth you get. But anyway, I hate 3D. I don't want to wear stupid glasses. I don't want to buy a $1,500 TV just to play crappy 3D game. But Nintendo has the solution because they're Japanese geniuses apparently. They've developed a way that you can have 3D with the whole depth perception and everything without the glasses. And it's called the 3DS.
And they're making us all into cyborgs.
They are. And they've announced classic games for it.
Which you don't even want to ask what I did when I heard about these. Star Fox 64 for the 3DS. Ocarina of Time for the 3DS. I swear to God.
It took us a while to clean the bathroom out.
It did.
Let me explain this. When I heard that, if I had children, that I would sell them to slavers to make it a day one purchase.
I hope your girlfriend doesn't listen to this one.
I mean, we don't have kids yet, so whatever. It's fine.
For the future. She might be worried.
Nintendo 4DS.
Oh my god!
I'm excited for it. I'm extremely excited for it. All the new titles.
I'm excited to see what it does. I didn't. They can't show video of it because
the video is not gonna perceive.
It doesn't perceive right. It doesn't. You don't. The screen's just all like lines and shit. It doesn't work.
So it could be a lie.
But people have played it, tech demos, and it's not a lie. They're impressed. They're like, what? They think it's awesome.
What are they putting in our food?
Yeah, but actually going back to that. There's actually a slider on it to turn the 3D, like, adjust it, make it less, or turn it off completely.
Mm-hmm.
Which a lot of people are concerned about eyesight, and especially in children. apparently children under 7, they still their eyes are still developing,
mm-hmm.
and they're not allowed to see 3D movies or they're not supposed to be allowed to see 3D movies or play 3D games. So having the slider on there to turn it off, in my opinion, is a really good idea. Also, I'm assuming it's going to bother some other people's eyes and just get annoying at times.
I'm sure people with contacts and glasses are going to have a hard time. Because I always have a hard time with 3D movies. It always hurts my eye.
Yeah.
But it's pretty cool. Like, it's fine. It's a 3D that I like because it's I don't wear those fucking glasses. I don't need to buy a giant, a small TV with a giant price tag just to have this 3D effect. I wear glasses sometimes, and, you know, imagine wearing those 3D glasses over your glasses. You can't do it. It's hard. Ask Travis if he was here, God bless his soul. If he was here, he'd tell you, you
Why
can't do it.
Why did the car stop?
Ask if you could, ask him, he'd tell you. Pray to him. Maybe he'll come to you in your dreams.
But yeah, between the 3D capability that's not retarded in it, the slew of games coming out, and the fact that I have an original Nintendo DS,
that's
hopefully going to be a day one purchase for me. I think this is Nintendo's next gen console.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's right now 360, PS3, 3DS.
Yeah.
Notice how they all have threes in them. I think that's something going on there.
LOL. Or, you know, the 3DS because it's in 3D.
The PlayStation 3 because it's the third one, or the 360 because it's 360, which is divisible by 3.
I guess.
And 6.
Well, actually, no. Technically, 360 is only a second gen because it's technically only the second generation of Xbox consoles.
Okay, so what is that? So for Nintendo, we had Virtual Boy, this Nintendo, Super Nintendo, N64, GameCube, and the Wii. So technically you're saying the Wii is a
Game Boy Advanced?
Well, I'm not counting handhelds. So technically the Wii is a sixth generation console. That Xbox 360 is a second gen, and the PS3 is a third gen.
Yep.
Is what you're telling me.
That's what I'm telling you.
And I'm telling you you're retarded. It's when the technology came out, not what console it is.
I disagree.
Ah, victory! Yeah, 3DS is probably their console. It's, you know, it's a great, cool idea. And I love it! Well, I don't love it. I don't even own a DS as it is. Meaning to get one, but, you know...
Play Critter Forge.
I don't know what the fuck it is.
It's cute animals fighting each other.
Oh, sounds like a good time.
Well, now you have a chance when 3DS comes out. See if you want to buy one.
So, in our absence, we missed kind of a big event. It's Halo Reach. The beta, we missed it in our absence, so let's
this
talk.
This new Halo game?
Let's talk about it.
Yeah, I'm gonna sit this one out, because I...
He even though he had ODST and could have downloaded it, he was too lazy to do it, because he was playing Fallout 3.
And then I was reading. Between Fallout 3 and reading, I didn't play it at all.
I was one of the awesome people who got the beta early.
Fuck you. But anyway, Halo Reach... Awesome. So good.
And frustrating.
Yes, but it's so good. It's the best Halo yet. And it's only a beta.
And I think more games need to follow this example and put out public betas so they can fix what's wrong with their game before they release it. Because there's a lot of overpowered things in Reach, and they fixed it.
And they've already been fixed. Bungie's already said everything is fixed. And I'm so excited for Reach. The human versus elite thing, the difference, is awesome. Like, it's awesome. Invasion mode is sick.
The only bad thing is that they segregate elites.
Anyway,
you can't choose to be an elite. It has
actually,
to be an
I read that you can have a preferred character when you get this preferred character, Spartan Elite, and you select elite. When it comes to an elite game type, you have a greater chance of being an elite all in those game types than being a Spartan.
That is convenient.
So so there are people who want to be more of elites.
Speaking of game types, though, they finally made it that it's improved so much, like vetoing.
Oh, vetoing's definitely better. You can now veto the map in the game. Not just the game. You can veto combinations. You can get the perfect game for the group of people you're in, and it's fun, and I love the customization. Even though Reach Beta had a lot of customization, this was supposed to be like 20 times more than what there was. Like, they showed a small list of all the body parts you can actually customize. It's actually longer than it was in the beta.
Oh, snap.
And there are actual differences between female and male Spartans now. That wasn't the beta, but it's been announced.
So all 7-year-old kids are going to be female Spartans.
Yeah, and then they're going to get keypad and be, oh my god, I had sex. Yay.
And you won't know if they're a girl or a boy because they're 7.
Exactly.
You want to go out with me?
You want to go out with me?
Case in point, our friend Booster Seat.
Funny story, our friend Booster Seat, who is in fact a man, went out with our friend Rob, who is in fact a man, when they were both younger, because Booster Seat sounded so much like a woman. The scarier part is that Booster Seat accepted Robbie's offer of being...
So in other words, Rob's gay.
Booster Seat's even more gay.
But anyway, I love the beta. I love especially some of the stuff with the vehicles. Like, you could shoot off a Banshee's wings, and it would be harder to fly. And I love the fact that vehicles would take separate damage from the character. So if a character, so if the vehicle's on fire, and the player could have full health, but the vehicle would explode, killing the player unless they get out. Because, really, honestly. But, like, I had a ton of fun playing it. The DMR, way better than the BR.
That's going to be very highly debated by
The BR is a piece of shit. The DMR is a piece of gold. It's a marksman. No, it's way more accurate. It's way more deadly than the DR.
I really think that instead of having a couple power weapons, almost every single weapon is a power weapon now.
And that's been a way in Halo for a while. Since Halo 2.
Yeah, but even more so. I kind of... Before, the pistol was better than the DMR in the beginning of the beta.
Yeah, and they fixed a quick little fix of it. But yeah, the pistol is back, and it is so nice. It's like an old friend coming home from the army.
There's more controller customization. The controls, there's a little bit of significant difference between Halo 3 and Halo Reach. Tyler, if you can explain about that.
I don't remember.
You don't remember. I'm pretty sure.
Oh, it had to do with reloading.
Yeah, reloading was different for default. If you're playing Bumper Jumper, it was the exact same.
But I forget what button it was, but it was different because you can't dual
wield. Was it right bumper?
It might have been. Because you can't reload in Halo, you can reload.
Something's different.
Yeah, you can't, there's no dual wielding in Reach. So it's configured for no dual wielding. And I forget what it is, but it's something different that you end up having to be used to. I forget what it was. Ah, fuck.
So, let me ask a question, because I obviously didn't play it.
You're a loser.
Has Bungie finally smartened up and given complete controller mapping where you can tell this button to do this? I hate Bungie for that reason. Because I just want to play default Southpaw. I don't want to play Bumper Jumper Southpaw. And you know what? Maybe I want Melee to be A and Jump to be left trigger.
But honestly, does any console game have that?
Actually, a few do.
Like what?
Not off the top of my head. Actually, a bunch of PS2 games I haven't had it.
Yeah, problem there, PS2. Anyway,
And they were good games.
And I'm moving on.
Speaking of which, I don't know if you guys know, but I was watching an E3 footage of Halo Reach, and there's a new pack that's like a bubble shield.
Yep, there'll be a bubble shield backup. And Elites can armor walk, it was shown in the tech demo.
Oh, thank God.
And in the E3 demo, there's a level where you fly a spaceship in space.
In space. Not on Earth. You don't fly the spaceship on Earth.
You fly in space.
In space. Indicating that you are floating in space with a spacious object that takes up space flying in space that has not been taken up yet unless you crash into something.
Space.
In which case, the space will already be taken up, and a taken up space that's trying to be filled does not work.
Space! Yeah, it's...
Now all we need is GTA in space.
Yes! GTA in space!
GTA in the Milky Way.
Indeed.
That was clever. But yeah, Reach is awesome. Can't wait. September 14th is the date, I think?
I don't know.
I think that's the date. September 14th. I can't wait.
One reason to look forward to school. That's what I did. Freshman year, Halo 3 is coming out. I'm like, that's the only reason why I want September to come.
But yeah, it's awesome. I can't wait. I'm excited. I'm skipping school for that. It's going to be sweet.
When will they learn to release things on weekends?
I don't know.
Meh.
But, all right, well, we're getting towards that end of the show. And, we're going to have a little bit of a somber moment with you guys. Travis is hater of the month, since he's not here anymore. He told, in his final words, he gave me this one last hate. He hates Wendy's. Because that's what killed him. He ate Wendy's for 4 days straight. And it stopped his heart.
From beating.
Yes. So, he's gone now. And he will forever be missed. And that's Travis's hate of the month. We are Mighty Noob Studios. We are back. We are loaded. We're probably a little horny. And we'll see you next time.
Final words, Robbie.
Right, all right, final words.
Travis Cafell. I don't even know the birth date of his year. Sometime in February. It's about 15 years ago. To sometime in June this year. Gonna miss you. I'm not done.
Oh,
sorry.
Gonna miss you. You were one smart ass in your last few days, and I thoroughly enjoyed that. You're like a brother to me. Like a brother.
Like
a brother I like to pick up and beat the crap out of, but a brother indeed. Mighty Noob Studios will move on without you. Believe me, we will move on without you. That is all.
Tyler?
Yeah, we're going to have your replacement. They're coming in next week. Go.
Whatever happened to Play On Live?
I don't know.
Who cares?
Signing off.
See you guys.
Powering down.